I would like to revisit our studies regarding the Joshua generation. You know, Joshua, the leader after Moses. In Joshua 1, verse 14 through 16, it says, "Your wives, your children, and your livestock may stay in the land that Moses gave you east of the Jordan. But all your fighting men ready for battle must cross over ahead of your fellow Israelites. You are to help them until the Lord gives them rest, as he has done for you, and until you have taken possession of the land the Lord your God is giving them. After that, you may go back and occupy your land, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you east of the Jordan toward the sunrise." Then they answered Joshua, "Whatever you commanded us, we will do, and whatever you wherever you send us, we will go." So this is a generation, what I call, how can I serve generation instead of what's in it for me? We will remember that during the generation of Moses, they complained, they demand, they ask, "Give me bread, give me water, give me meat. I want to go back in the old ways." But you know, God wants them to leave the wilderness, the old ways, the old doctrines, the tradition. And most of us want revival in the wilderness, but the revival is in the promised land. So we don't want to get comfortable in the wilderness, although there are a lot of teachings in the wilderness. But if we stay there, we will not see the promised land. God wants to show up on the other side of the Jordan. God bless you.